Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We bless the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord and our Savior, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. I am your host on this morning. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It is our pleasure to serve on this morning. Amen and amen. If you are a first timer with us, amen, we pray it will not be the last time. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. As breakfast, the Breakfast for Champions is about to be served in Jesus' name. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Even now, over here in our region, amen, it's been raining for the last 2 days. Some people don't like rain. They treat rain like it's a curse. But, you know, nothing grows without rain. Amen. And we thank God for the liquid sunshine. Amen. That falls down from heaven. Amen. TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen and amen and amen. All right, beloved. Amen. So if you miss any of our services, the good news is, amen, we do have an archive. We have two archives. Only one is available to the public right now. The other one can be made a public. We have been recording our services since day one, and we'll be celebrating 12 years in another 2 weeks. January 1st is the birthday. It's our ministry's birthday, and we'll be 12 years old. And we have been recording the messages since day one. Isn't that beautiful? Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Amen. And so all of our services. So the first, there's a lot of messages, by the way. There's a lot of messages. So the first portion, we have that filed away. And then the second half is available to you. So get it while it's getting good. Get it while it's free. Amen. Glory be to God. We are not charging you yet. We're not charging you yet. Amen. As the other ministries do, you go in and you want a copy of their replay, you're gonna have to make a donation. You know, and even with the MP3, I see them charging anywhere from like $5, sometimes up to $10, just to download an MP3. Okay, so we're still free right now. Amen. Glory be to God. So enjoy in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to draw your attention this morning, amen, to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, and I want to begin reading in verse number 5. And it reads like this: Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. And so we want to focus this morning on that fifth verse, amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Ooh, glory be to God. As we are teaching, amen, in our series here, amen, on mind renewal, beloved, amen. So what is God saying then, amen? Let this mind be in you. Let whose mind be in you? See? So you mean God is really saying let God's mind be in me? I mean, God really wants to take my old conformed mind and give me his mind? I mean, we're going to do a mind transplant and live? I mean, they're doing heart transplants, kidney transplants, liver transplants. Okay? You know what I mean? They're transplanting all of these organs, and we thank God for science. Thank God, amen, that they're able to do that. But now you talk about transplanting the mind. You gonna take away my mind and give me a new mind? Yes. Let God's mind, the mind of God, be in you. Because if the mind of God is in you, now you're gonna think like God thinks. And if you start thinking like God thinking, now you're going to do like God would do. And if you're going to do like the Lord does, that means now you're going to get the results, amen, that the Lord desires. Because Jesus said, and greater works shall you do. Oh, sookie, sookie, baby. My God, let God's mind, the same mind that was in Jesus, be in you. And so, beloved, amen, that cannot be done, amen, unless we go back, let's piggyback a little bit, okay, as a refresher for those of you who were here yesterday, amen, and for those of you, amen, that weren't, amen, Romans 12. Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2. That's the premise. That's it. I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You can't brag about it. This you owe God this. Because guess what? Your body belongs to God. And I heard a lot of the women, amen, when they, you know, when the abortion, you know, right, the bill that was just signed pertaining to abortions, and, you know, this is my body. I do what I want to do. No. And that's where you're missing it. It's not your body. Huh? Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We give our life to Christ, amen. Our body belongs to God. Ah, God. Verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Transformed, that's the operative word there. That's the word you got to exegete. Now, this is where you got to pull out your thesaurus and pull out the Greek, pull out the Hebrew, or pull out everything. Pull out your Bible dictionary. Pull it all out. Get deep. We were talking earlier this week about digging deeper. right? You want to dig deeper? Here's a good word for you to dig deep on. Transformed. See what you come up with. See what the Holy Spirit going to show you. Huh? Be ye transformed, and then it tells you how. See, the Lord doesn't leave us ignorant. That's why he said, it's not my desire for you to be ignorant. Now, ignorant is not really a negative word, but it can be an ignorant. Ignorant is a knowledge word. See? To let you know that you don't know. That's all the word ignorant means, is you just don't know. All right? So he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. How do I go from carnal to spiritual? Huh? How is the transformation made? How is it? See, the renewing of your mind. How do I take on the mind of Christ? It's God's will for me to have the same mind for God's mind to be my mind. God wants us to be one in him. Now, we talk about agreeing with our brothers and sisters. God wants us to agree with him. Did not Jesus say in St. John chapter 15, if ye abide in the vine and the vine abide in thee? come on, oh, wait a minute. Okay, well, wait. Don't challenge me today. Don't challenge me, because look, the Holy Spirit going to give you a scripture. Okay, all right, so let's go to it. Let's go to St. John, amen, chapter number 15. Oh, glory be to God. And let's look in verse number 5. Let's start in verse number 5, and we are in St. John chapter number 15. Okay. It says this, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. Now, beloved, we try to make the word of God say something that the word of God didn't say. This scripture here is just a prosperity promising scripture. And then you got some people, some Christians don't even believe in prosperity. I don't know what they believe in it. I don't know what they say from. I don't know. I ain't got time to work with it. See? So what is the Lord clearly here? Clearly. If we are one, we talk about husband and wife. Okay? Husband, you know, the man leaves his father and mother, cleaves to his wife. They become one. We want to put a lot of focus. Okay? Male and female becoming one. And that is true. Right, that process that happens. But beloved, you could be one with God. See? To the extent, amen, that you know even you're not no longer operating in your mindset. There's been a mind transplant through the spirit of transformation. Now you carry God's mind. Oh! I didn't say God carries yours. I said you carry God. Now, you are one with him. You are abiding in him. See, that's what it means, abiding. The two becomes one. Oh, my God. And then Jesus says, when the two becomes one, how can he deny your request because you won? I mean, how can God deny your request? You're coming in the spirit of the Lord. You're coming in the mind of the Lord. You're coming in the will of the Lord. You are abiding in him. For God to deny you will be for God to deny himself, because the two has become one. Woo! day. The transformation. Beloved, change is not change until it's changed. You can sit around and talk change all you want. And we know it's going to be a whole lot of conversation about change in the next couple weeks. Yeah, you know, for the New Year's. Yeah, my New Year resolution. And I'm going to get this and do that and do that. And some of us got the same resolution this year that we had last year and the year before and the year before. Nothing has changed because we just talking about it. Change is not change until it's changed. Beloved, we must be transformed in our minds. That means that we got to change the way we think. We have to stop thinking on our own level of perception and education and conformity. And now start thinking as God thinks. We can know the mind of God because the Bible is nothing other than the mind of God on paper. When you're fellowshipping with God, amen, in his word, now you know how God thinks because the word is telling you. Huh? The spirit is leading you. The spirit is not going to lead you down the wrong avenue. He's going to lead you into all truth. And truth is one of Jesus' names, by the way. That's one of Jesus' many names. He said, I am the truth. I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Ah, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost up here in this morning. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Look. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Become new. What's the newness? See, you're coachable now. You're coachable. See, the Holy Spirit can teach you something because he's a teacher. So he's going to teach you. What did we say yesterday, beloved? We close out, amen, and giving you a challenge. Sometimes we like to give you a little homework, something to meditate on. Glory be to God. Through our meditations, we are changed, amen. But we are changed through renewal. Our mind must be renewed, okay, taking off the old way of thinking, putting on the new way, huh? God's way, taking off the old, putting on the new, taking off the carnal, putting on the eternal. Okay, so we told you to remember the three R's: renew, re-educate. We got to come out of our own intellectual thinking. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God just don't do things. Come on. Now, if you want to take down the Jericho wall, would you come up with a formula? Okay, boys, we're going to walk around the wall. Okay, we're going to walk around the wall for 7 days, okay? That's what we're going to do. And then now on day number 7 now, we're going to walk around 7 times. And that's what we're going to do. No. That's foolishness to you. I'm going over here. I'm going to dip down. I'm going to dip in this dirty water, the Jordan. I'm going to dip in this dirty water. That's it. And that's how I'm going to be healed from my leprosy. Oh, really? See? No. God's ways. Amen. God takes the foolishness of the world to confound the wise. So we must be re-educated. See? And some of us have good education. Thank God for your college degree. Thank God for your master's degree, your doctorate degree. Amen. Your GED. Glory be to God. Some of us have some good training, some good education. Huh? But that ain't going to get you there. It's not going to get you in heaven. And it's not going to get you the promises of God. You won't be able to maximize the lifestyle, amen, that God wants to give you. Oh, no, glory be to God. It's not going to give you, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? See? But God to turn that whole thing around. And let me tell you something. And this is why God will increase you too. Let me tell you something. You have a lot of poor people with a lot of wisdom. Let me pull up the scripture. Let me pull it. I want to say something here. This is why God is going to bless your finances. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse number 16 says this. Wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. What is the Lord saying here? The Lord is saying people won't listen to a poor man. You got wisdom. If you listen to some poor folk, they got a lot of wisdom, but they ain't got no money. They ain't going to listen to you. You'll never get Oprah. You'll never get T.D. Jakes. You'll never get anybody, amen, to listen. Even middle-class people, they ain't going to listen to you. They're going to look down on you. See? But let me tell you something. God can elevate a poor person. God can elevate an uneducated person through once their mind begins that transformation process. See? Because it's not the education that the world gives you, it's the education that the Spirit gives you. And so as God changes your life through transformation, he has to increase your finances. Because no one listens to a poor man. We prosper as our soul prosper. God says it is his desire for us to be in good health and to prosper as our soul prospers. Beloved, we want the outcome, but we don't want to do what's necessary. As we said this morning in our 5 o'clock service, let us revisit that right now, beloved. Hallelujah. A mindset is impossible to change without changing what your mind is filled with. You can't take on the mind of Christ, amen, playing in the devil's backyard. You can't think on spiritual things and your mind is filled with pornography and anything else that's ungodly. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us what to think on. Think on these things. Things that are lovely, things that are honest, things that are virtuous. Did not God tell Joshua, amen, what to think on? He said, Joshua, now this is what you do. This is what you do, Joshua. I'm going to give you your formula for success. You're the successor here. I'm going to show you how to win. You don't have to go, and I'm not belittling education. I'm big on education, beloved. Matter of fact, I've made up my mind. I'm going to get me another master's degree. Glory be to God. That's one of my goals for 2023. Amen. Glory be to God. But I'm not belittling, amen, education. But let me tell you something. You don't need it. I just want to put that down. You don't need it. He said, I'm going to tell you how to win, Joshua. He said, I want you to meditate on my word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to meditate in my word day and night, night and day, that ye might be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose roots run a deep, glory be to God. Yeah, through the meditation of my word, glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, the values rooted in your mind. We have to get God's values rooted in our minds and let the roots run deep and deeper and deeper. Why? Because the tree that's planted by the rivers of water, let me tell you something. They can call it Hurricane Sally, Hurricane Harry, Hurricane Martha. It ain't going to take that tree down. Now, a lot of other trees might go down when the storm is over, but I'm going to tell you the ones, amen, rooted and grounded where the roots are running deeper and deeper, those trees are standing, baby. See? And so when our values are rooted, glory, when God's values are rooted in our mindsets, and anything else that come to obstruct that, we just step on 2 Corinthians, amen, and we just take down, we take captive every word and every thought that comes to interfere with what we got going on. Beloved, we got to start doing different. We got to stop talking about it, and we got to be about it. See, we have to work our faith. And one of the first steps is, amen, we have to look. The Bible says, there's so much to share. I don't want to overwhelm you. All right. You got, look. Let's go to Romans 8. Let's just go there. Let's go there, and then I think that'll be enough for you to meditate on today. All right. Romans 8. Okay. Verse number 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Somebody needs to underline that word death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Somebody needs to underline that word life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Ooh. Ain't no way. It ain't no way. Ooh. The carnal mind don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance walking in your carnality to receive the promises of God. You don't stand a chance walking in your carnal mind to receive God's best. It ain't no way, the scripture just said here. Matter of fact, you're at enmity against God. You are at war with God. You and your carnal mind. Woo, wait a minute. I did not cut off here. Let's look at verse number 8. And hear me and hear me good. If you didn't hear nothing else, I want you to hear this. So then, they that in the flesh cannot please God. Wait. No, you didn't. You ain't going to tell me. No, I ain't going to tell you nothing. I'm just going to tell you what God said. Let God tell you. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot, underline the word cannot. Yeah, well, I'm doing this, and I'm giving my money, and I'm doing this, and I'm serving, and I'm going over here, and I'm going over there, and I'm on the choir, and you're doing all that in your flesh. You singing in your flesh, you praying in your flesh, you giving in your flesh. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. God, you got any loopholes for me? Ain't no loopholes over here, baby. Ain't no loopholes. God is not a loophole God. He's not a loophole God. He's absolute. He is an absolute. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. His word is eternal. God says, I honor my word above my name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right, wait a minute. We finished. So that's 8. All right, wait a minute. Let's read a couple more verses here. 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Somebody give the Lord a shout out for your spirit-filled things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If so be, all right, now this is the criteria. This is the criteria. This is how you know. Well, I gave my life to Christ. Okay, so what? So what? This is what the Lord is, this is what the Spirit is talking about here. It's talking about carnal Christians and spiritual Christians. See, the carnal Christian and a spiritual Christian alike, they both, amen, confess Jesus, amen, through confession. But the carnal don't follow him. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. So you got two people, both of them get saved. All right? All right, I accept Jesus in my heart as Lord and Savior. Lord, come into my heart. All right, both of them got saved. All right? But one of them follows him. Jesus is now their Lord. They follow him. The other one say, well, I'm just going to, you know, keep doing my thing. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. You can't tell me who to suck it to. Now, don't touch me because I gave my life to Christ. Don't judge me. See, pass me that liquor. Give me that joint. No, I got to hurry up and finish up with my boyfriend before my husband get home. Yeah, it's my money. Gosh, I don't know what they doing with that money down there at the church. I got better stuff to do with my money. I work hard for my money. Huh? See, one is carnal and one is spiritual. The carnal, amen, want to walk in their own way, the way that seemeth right, huh? And the spiritual, amen, walk in the way that is right because they're following the Holy Spirit. That's the difference. All right, okay, so let's back it up. All right. So, verse number 9. But ye are not in the flesh, in the spirit. Here's the criteria, comma. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Now, beloved, this verse here is where, amen, see, when a born-again believer transitions, see, they didn't die, amen, on the day that you got the telephone call. They died, glory be to God, the day they got born again. We who are walking in the Spirit, we already experienced all the death we're going to experience. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God. We're living to live again. We already dead. And this is one of the many scriptures in the Bible. In verse number 10, it says the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So verse number 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Read verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. Now, this is talking about spiritual death. Now, you know it's not talking about physical death because everybody's going to die. So, wait a minute. Well, no, I'm saved. I'm saved. Yeah, but baby, but you're going to die. The wages of sin is death. You're going to die spiritually because you're carnal. But because you're carnal, you don't have the mind of Christ. You're not seeking the mind of Christ. You don't even know nothing about the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. You just want to do your thing. You just don't want to go to hell.
But you better line up right now. Glory be to God. Wait a minute, hold it. 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. There it is. Holy Ghost. Mortify the deeds of the body. That's the process of sanctification. You see, beloved, this transformation that we're talking about is a process. Now, it ain't going to happen overnight. God didn't create, look, it took God 6 days to create heaven and earth. Huh? Glory be to God. Now, on the seventh day, he rested, not because he was tired, but he rested because he was finished. Glory be to God. So it's a process. But when you going to get started? It's like a person I was talking with earlier this week. Okay, they've been smoking for 40 years. All right, see, so, and here they go. Yeah, next year. Now, the moment they make up their mind, I used to be a smoker too, about 45 years ago. Glory be to God. I smoked. And I used to tear up the cigarettes. I'm quitting. And go and give me that cigarette. I used to smoke Newports. Tear up the cigarettes, throw the cigarettes in the trash. And about an hour later, I was in the trash can. Put the cigarettes back together. Give me a puff. But one day, I said, you know what? This is it. I'm finished now. And I made up my mind, and I never went back to smoking. But guess what? That was day one. The process had begun. Now, that was 40 years ago now, but I had to start somewhere. I had to start with day one. But, Lord, if we're going to change, we got to make up our mind today and then roll through the process. So that you can look back and say, see how I got over what the Lord has done. And the reason that God was able to do it is because you finally came into agreement that it was yours. Everything God has is yours. Everything God says is yours. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And it is God's pleasure, amen, to give unto his children. His good pleasure. But you got to come into agreement with that. You cannot partake of God's pleasures, beloved, with the devil's mindset. Two-timing God, torn between two lovers. You want to serve God on Sundays between 8 in the morning and 12 noon, and the rest of the week belong to you and the devil. And you might not say that with your words, but you express it in your actions. We know what's in your heart, because you will know them by their fruit. We look at your fruit and know that fruit right there belongs to the devil. That's the devil's fruit. That ain't God's fruit. Why? Because God's fruit is joy, long suffering. Well, wait a minute. I got to finish this. Right, I'm running out of time. I got to finish this first. Wait a minute. I'm following with me. We got two more verses here. All right. Wait a minute. I'm still in Romans 8. All right. Okay. Verse number 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are... Here we go. Verse number 14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Here we go. For as many as are led... You see, underline that word led. Now, you not leading the way. That means you are a follower. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me. Okay, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And some of you have heard me say, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. And because you hear a lot of people say, yeah, well, we know we all God's children. No, that's a lie. We are not all God's children.
And this is one of the scriptures right here that verify when I say that. Because I have scripture for everything I say. I just don't always give you the scripture reference at that moment. Here's one of the scriptures right here. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, the spiritual, not the carnal, the saved, not the unsaved, they are the sons of God. See, every person on planet Earth is God's creation, but everybody is not, amen, God's son or God's daughter. Beloved, we're going to, amen, continue this teaching on next week, amen, if the Lord tarry, if the Lord tarry, and if it be God's will. Glory be to God. What the Lord wants you to know today, amen, is that, amen, God's mind can be in you through a spirit of transformation. And so, as I shared this morning, I want to share with you, because I know I'm going to give you some very practical steps on how to begin the process. Okay? We have to start thinking the way, I didn't even get to the other part, I'll go to that later. Amen. It's so much to cover. Amen. But there's only so much we can say in one service. Okay. Our faith will always rise to the level of our confession. So what you have to do is start confessing what God said. I'm going to give you a real simple one. I shared it this morning. I'm going to share it again. The scripture says this, beloved, and I'm finished. I'm going to show you where to find it. Okay. You can find it in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 7. And it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to repeat that. All day, all night. If you have to repeat it for a week, if you have to repeat it for a month, if you have to repeat it for a year, until that becomes reality, until your spirit gets it, until your subconscious mind picks it up and you can move on autopilot. Glory be to God. That's a very basic scripture, a good foundational scripture, amen, to get you positioned and where you need to be, transformation to take over that is necessary for you to get all that God has in store for you to receive. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. If you have to open your mouth and say it, if you're around other people, just say it in your spirit. I want you to keep saying it until you get it. Until you get it. You will know when you get it. You will know. It's like walking in a dark room and all of a sudden the lights come on. You will know when you get it. See? And that's a very... simple scripture, very simple, okay? Or you can use another one. You can use a couple of them, all right? I'm just trying to make it real easy for you, amen? Because we got to really start getting into agreement with what God said. We have to be one with the word, see? One with the word. Glory be to God. One with the word. That's our success. That's our victory. That's our victory. That's, beloved, amen. That's when we get to the point when we can really begin to move mountains. We can really begin to see the miraculous. Because your circumstances don't know if they're dealing with you or if they're dealing with God. Your circumstances don't even know. The devil don't even know. Is this you or is it God? But we got to work to get there. We have to labor to enter into his rest, beloved. We work, but the only thing we are working is our faith. That's the only thing we're working. See? Now, if God gives you something else to do, then simple faith, you disobey that. Sometimes the Lord will have you do something else. Glory be to God. But
But right now, we can do nothing without Christ. See? But we cannot please God without faith. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith with my works. The word of God works when we work it. We have to work the word and let the word do the word, because there's no failure in God's word, and his word will never return unto him void. All right, we're going to pick up here on Monday or next week, Lord's willing. Lord's willing, I say Lord's willing, because I don't know what the Lord going to do. Tomorrow, we want to open up the lines tomorrow. We also want to take Holy Communion tomorrow. I've never served Holy Communion on a 6 o'clock service. It's a spiritual thing. Amen. Just come with a little, some crackers, some pretzels, some bread, okay, you know, because it's all symbolic, okay? You don't have to run out and buy no grape wine, grape juice, you know, put some orange juice out, some water, some milk, whatever. It's all symbolic, all right? But I'm being led to do that on this 6 o'clock platform because we have a different audience. We have a different audience here, all right? So all of our audience on the other parts of the world, China and Russia, and those of you over in Canada, glory be to God, in Australia, wherever you're at, come on, we're going to have Holy Communion. God, we're going to fellowship tomorrow. We're going to break some bread together. Amen. So that's what we want to do. Amen. Tomorrow. Tonight at 9 o'clock. Come on, come on, come on. Bring your own praise party. Take a nap. Take a vitamin pill. Come on, wake up, y'all. Wake up around 9 o'clock. Y'all know when we was out in the world, we were just tipping out around 10, 11 o'clock. Come on, y'all. Now, we know our chemistry is different when we get older, okay? But come on. Wake up. Stay, be alert. Come on to the party tonight. You can come with your pajamas on. Amen. Bring your own praise party. This is the last one for this year. And some of you haven't been here all year. Some of you haven't been here in a while. Amen. Come on. Amen. Bring them. If you want to sing a song, amen. If you want to do a reading, if you want to do a prayer, amen. Or maybe you just want to just sit in the background and fellowship. Amen. But whatever, we invite you to come on and bring somebody else with you at 9 o'clock tonight. Call in. Glory be to God. And if you're listening and you might say, well, I don't have the number. I have the number to Blog Radio, but what's the telephone? The telephone number, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Or call right in at 385-799-9729. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Now, if you call in, they say they're charging you a penny a minute. Amen. Let us know. Amen. And we'll give you a background. We'll give you another number to come in through the back door. But I haven't met anyone yet that's been charged. They say you may be charged. I haven't had anybody. I know I'm not charged. And I haven't met anybody else. And so say you do pay a penny a minute. All right. So you end up paying maybe, if you stay the whole 2 hours, all right, you end up paying $2. Well, look, some of you haven't given the Lord no money anyhow. Huh? Glory be to God. $2. You know, some of you go, when we was out in the world, we paid those admission fees. You got your ticket? Yeah, I paid my $20 for my ticket. You got your ballroom ticket? Yeah, I got mine. I paid $50. So you can't pay $2. I mean, come on. See, that's the mindset. We're talking about mindset today, all right? If you're going to win, you got to have a winning mindset. It's as simple as that. All right, and I think that's it. Glory be to God. No altar prayer. We still sort of in limbo on Fridays for our altar, our 12 o'clock altar. But we'll be here tonight, amen, Lord's willing, at 9 o'clock. Amen and amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus. That's another thing. Oh, the mindset when it comes to money. Oh, my God. Especially the Lord's money. We ain't telling Macy's that. We're going to get Macy's whatever's on that price tag. We're going to get a supermarket, whatever, and the prices are going up crazy at the supermarket. But guess what? You're going to pay for it. You pay your car insurance, your life insurance. You're not telling your electric company and your gas company. You might be complaining, but you know you paying them because you don't want to live in the dark. And God don't send you no bill. But we sure enough, our mindset on giving is spoiled. It's rotten. It's rotten. Beloved. See. And all of these things here hindering us from fulfilling and living the maximum life that Jesus died for us to live. Our mindset on giving. And we'll get to it when the Holy Spirit will take us there. But if you desire to give today, amen, several ways you can give. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. And donate through PayPal. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we thank you. Amen. For trusting us. We thank you, beloved. Amen. For putting fuel in the tank. Amen. That we might continue to go around the world, because we're going around the world. And we haven't even boarded a plane, but through the internet radio, we are around the world. Through television, we are on all the internet television. We're on Google TV, Roku TV, Apple TV, TV. Glory be to God. We're going around the world. Amen. And haven't even left our homes. Thank God for technology. Amen. But it's not free. It's not free. Amen. Even our conference lines is not free. Blog Talk Radio is not free. It's not free. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God for you and your liberal and faithful giving. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for the service today. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Father. Your word will never change. Oh, my God. But it brings forth life. Your word is life. Your word is, Jesus said, I am spirit and life. And we thank you that your word is spirit and your word is life. And if we live in the spirit, Father God, we will know what it means to live the life. Ah, God, thank you for helping us to think like you think through the transformation of our mindsets through your word, Father God, to make your word our reality. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To connect our soul to your reality. Because we will put our faith on our reality, and that is what will manifest in our life. And Father God, we've been receiving manifestations that we don't want, but never really did realize it was up to us to change the way we think about things. There's a process. You have a process. Father, you move through law and order, and we say thank you for helping us. Thank you for grooming us. Thank you, Father God. We want to, this morning, glory be to God, I received the Cash App, Father God, from the 5 a.m. service. Father God, we thank you for, still coming in. Cash Apps are coming in. Father God, bless these men and women. Bless them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the seed, bless the sower. Father God, return back to them 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Bless the money. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And we say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, meet us back at 9 o'clock. Hallelujah to the party. And Father, as we come with our dancing shoes on, we want to dance like David danced. Bless our minister Thurman as she hosts us. Father God, thank you for everyone coming. Father God, those who don't have no plans of being there but need to be there, help them to show up, Father, and then bring somebody with them. And we thank you that you're there. Father God, and we thank you that the admission is free in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father God, we seal this prayer in Jesus' name as we move forward today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, incidents, accidents, and calamities. Father God, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned.
In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, amen, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. My pleasure to serve, amen, on today. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Lord's willing, we have meet you at prayer altar, at the party altar, Jesus party altar, 9 o'clock tonight. Set your alarm clock. Set your alarm clock. Amen. The ring at 8:55 and come on to the party. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you.